And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. Let's all get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by friend and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Morning, Jo.
And the always fabulous Sally Obermeter. Hi there, Sal.
Hi, guys. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday and happy Easter.
Yes, we've Easter bunnies everywhere.
It's true. Well, essential service is the Easter bunny, of course.
Definitely.
You know, it is a bit of a different Easter long weekend for us all, of course. And for many of us, Easter is a time, tradition is so important for us, whether it's you go camping every year for 25 years, or whether it's the same group of family members that get together every year. It's going to look very different for us, isn't it?
Well, and the thing is, it's funny how people are adapting, though, Jo. And Philippa spoke to a friend of hers who set up their camper van in the backyard. Mind you, which was terrific for the first night, but when they spoke again the next day, she said, I've had enough. I'm going back inside. It's too cold. But it's funny how, you know, they're making fun, and I've seen a bit on TV news doing that. What about yourself? Have you got a tent in the backyard?
We've done a few indoor sort of lounge room picnics with the girls, just because obviously I think they're really missing not being able to kind of get outdoors as much, particularly because we're in an apartment. So we've done a lot of that. And also, it's funny, you just tend to really appreciate what you have. So we've gone caving by putting a big blanket over the dining room table and then set up a little cave underneath. So it's funny because when I think you, it forces you to look at what you have and you appreciate what you have, and their imagination, I think, also comes to fruition, and they just go, well, look, why don't we do this? And it's been actually really quite beautiful. We're obviously missing our extended family, and I think a lot of people around the country are. But, you know, we're doing what everyone's doing, FaceTime and Zoom and all that kind of stuff, so that we can all stay in touch.
Yeah, so we look, you know, I feel very grateful that we are able to come together at safe distance remotely and bring you this show, because it's really important to us that we're connecting with you. So 131 873, be a part of this conversation today and let us know, how are you having Easter this year? How are you connecting with your loved ones? Maybe you'd love to give a little shout out to someone you're missing over this Easter weekend, or what are you doing differently to still feel like you're honouring the tradition of this long weekend for you and your family, but you're still connecting. But because the message is stay home. We do need to stay
home.
Strong message. Of course, in Australia, comparative to the rest of the world, our COVID-19 infection rate is very encouraging, but that needs to stay the same. We need to stay home.
It's what we're being told, Jo. And I think we've all accepted the responsibility thrown our way. I think a couple of rogues in Sydney, with the greatest respect, Sal, crack the whip a little bit up there. We're a little bit different in Melbourne because it's been so cold. It was 11 degrees when I went for a walk yesterday.
Yes.
And that's a homekeeper for sure. But in Perth and other places where it's been hot, it must be so frustrating to have all these beautiful beaches and know that you really can't go there.
You can't go. And you know what? The time will come when we can. I think it is our responsibility. Like, it is only for a relatively short period. Whilst it feels long while we're in it, overall it's a short period and we've got to do our bit.
Absolutely do. And it is a marathon, not a sprint. Let's remember that. The fight against this pandemic continues. Mental health is something that we can't be complacent about as well. And it's going to be a big focus of our show today. The federal government announced a $1.1 billion package for Australia's mental health services, because quite rightly it needs to be focused at a time when I think we're very isolated, obviously physically, but that feels like it's harder to connect. Loneliness is most definitely a concern for many, many people. And I will admit that I've had my times of great anxiety and sleeplessness over the last few weeks, sadness, grief. It's all a part of what we're processing at the moment. So we are going to be speaking this morning with Dr. Jan Orman, a psychological medicine practitioner and a GP educator for Black Dog Institute, about how we can maintain good mental health during self-isolation. isolation. And Gerald, there's a place in that conversation for mental health, for magnesium as well, which is what we're speaking about in A to Z of vitamins.
Probably, Joe and Sally, at this time, with all we've got going on, one of the most important minerals, because when we're stressed, our magnesium levels and our B group levels drop away, and we've got to make sure we replace those. So whether that's having some nuts with your G&T at night, but let's talk about a supplement later on.
Yes. So as always, we'd love you to give us a call, 131-873. Join our conversation. How are you staying positive at this time? How are you looking after your own mental health? We'd love to hear about that. Or a question if you have for Gerald or Sally about any health concerns that you might have. Next up, caring for your mental health while in isolation here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If you're someone who struggles to sleep through the night, it's time you tried Go Healthy's Go Cherry Sleep. The formula contains sour cherries, which is rich in antioxidants, vitamins and minerals. It also contains passion flower, which is traditionally used in herbal medicine to relieve nervous tension, stress, mild anxiety and help promote sleep. Get Go Cherry Sleep for just $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. They're always open early and always close late, with pharmacists always available. Chemist Warehouse is always here for you.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where today we're all about caring for your mental health while in isolation, acknowledging, of course, that loneliness has got an impact on our mental and physical health as well. Do give us a call, 131 873. What sorts of things have you been doing to stay positive? We'd love to hear that, because it is something that you can actively choose. You can actively engage with your mental health and find ways to lift your mood. Perhaps you've been able to do that. Or if you have a question with regard to your health, give us a call, 131-873. It's a time of great strain and stress, a lot of uncertainty, fear and grief out there. So how do we look after our mental health? To help us with that, we are being joined by Dr. Jan Orman, a psychological medicine practitioner and a GP educator for Black Dog Institute. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
Jan, our mental health is obviously always important, but should we be focusing on it now more than ever?
I think this has given us an opportunity to focus on our mental health, in fact, which is probably a good thing, because many of us don't pay enough attention to how we're travelling in the world from a psychological point of view. Mm. So now's a great opportunity to learn some skills and put some things in place that will do us good after all this is over.
Jan, isolation is the big one at the moment. That's the one that we're all, I think, struggling with. What kind of impact does that have on us?
We know that isolation is hugely impactful on most people's mental health. There are a small proportion of the community who prefer to be on their own. However, there are a lot of people for whom isolation is just really very detrimental to their mental health. And so that's why all those things that you were talking about earlier, that contact via Zoom and telephone, the telephone's a great thing that we might like to go back to. There's no need for face contact, but just hearing someone's voice is something that is really can break the distress of loneliness. Loneliness isn't confined to this coronavirus period, mind you. We know that there are a lot of people in the community who are very lonely all the time.
Jan, in an environment where you may have mum and dad at home and now children at home being homeschooled, do parents need to tone down their own levels of anxiety, which might then help the kids?
Absolutely. That's the other side of the coin, isn't it? There's the people who haven't got anybody and the people who've got far too many people around them for their own mental health. Yes, I think that particularly for young children and also for teenagers, you need to work very hard as an adult on your levels of anxiety in order not to project that anxiety onto them, because you may not be noticing what's going on for them in the context of their anxiety. Right. teenagers are particularly interesting in that they get anxious and they don't have the brain capacity to process risk properly. We know now that brains don't mature until your early adulthood, and that's one of the things that comes last, that ability to process risk. So if you're anxious, you're not going to be able to guide your teenagers with the firm hands that they need in order to keep them safe. And younger children, they catch your anxiety and your distress, and they can't express their own distress either. So it's really, really important to work on yourself.
So, Jan, you mentioned skills there. What would you recommend that we do? What strategies can we employ to look after our mental health?
You know, the thing that keeps most people sane, I use that word not technically, the thing that keeps most people stable is exercise. Lots of people are going to really, really miss the exercise that they normally do. And the people that haven't discovered exercise yet would also benefit from injecting a bit of physical activity into their daily routines. Now, I shifted from saying exercise to physical activity because we know that in terms of mental health, you really only need an hour in total of physical activity above and beyond what you already do to make an improvement in your anxiety and depression levels. And of course, if you can do more than that, that's even better. And under the current circumstances, it's mighty difficult to inject exercise, particularly if Sally, you live in an apartment.
Yeah.
But there are things that you can do. Morning stretches, so many free online exercise programs being streamed. You can even pay for them from your local yoga centre if you like. And there are even apps that will guide your exercise. So there are things that you can do, and thinking about it as physical activity rather than the aerobic exercise can be quite helpful, because it means that you don't have to break out into a sweat or become short of breath every time you do something. Just keep doing things around the house and in the garden if you're lucky enough to have one.
Jan, we have got a caller who has a question. I wonder if you would mind if we take that for you. It's Maria. Hello,
that's
Maria.
Fun. Hello.
Maria, what is your question?
Actually, it's in relevance to the previous caller. You know, like I get shortness of breath, you know, like last night as well. And when I wake up, you feel like as if you want to vomit. So, and I think it's, you know, I don't know whether that's, you know, like a panic attack or stress or whatever.
So, Jan, I feel like sleeplessness and anxiety through the night is very common at the moment. What can we do about that?
And it is very common, and it is so important to get adequate sleep in order to maintain your mental health. But one of the deadliest things when you are experiencing sleep difficulties is to wake up and worry about the fact that you're not sleeping. Nothing is better designed to keep you awake than worrying about not being asleep. So there are a number of things you can do to ensure that you get to sleep at night, develop a routine, stay away from screens for an hour before you go to bed, have a soothing hot drink before you go to bed, make sure that you're warm enough, that light isn't interfering with your ability to go to sleep, all those sorts of things. But when you wake up in the middle of the night, it's also really important to have some kind of relaxation exercise that you do, or a mindfulness exercise. And if that doesn't work and you're still awake in bed after 15 minutes, get up and do something. Because if you stay there, you'll only get yourself into this cycle of worrying about not being asleep. Do something really boring. Do some ironing, read a medical journal, you know, something.
Welcome to our world, Jan.
I'm giving you a
I do love that, Jan. You need to find things to calm the mind. Breath work is really important. If you don't yet know how to do that, there are great apps to teach you how to. Let's not even call it meditate. Sometimes it's just about learning how to
just
deep
breathing.
Can I recommend an app called Reach Out Breathe? It comes from the people who make the Reach Out website for young people. And it's a terrific app. And if you happen to have a smartwatch as well, those breathe programs, if you set them for particular times during the day, your smartwatch will remind you to do them. So it's just guided breathing. Which sounds a bit funny, doesn't it, really, since breathing is something we do without guidance all day, every day. But it's, they're really relaxing exercises. And the other one I can recommend if you want to move across to the more meditative activities is Smiling Mind.
Yes, I love it.
Terrific mindfulness app developed by the people at Beyond Blue. Mm. It's a really good app. And it's got programs for children in it. It starts with 8 to 11-year-olds. So it's a really good app to know about.
Well, Jan, thank you so very much. And we want to say thank you to all of the carers on the mental health front line as well, because the critical service that you provide at the moment is just day-to-day, minute-to-minute, absolutely crucial to every member of our community. There are wonderful websites and services to reach out to, blackdoginstitute.org.au and also beyondblue.org.au, which has a 24/7 reach out service. If you are waking in the middle of the night like Maria, you can call them, absolutely.
And can I also mention Head to Health, which is a federal government portal to all things online for mental health support.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jan. We really appreciate your time this morning. And we do also welcome your calls, 131 873. Please give us a call with whatever you would like to ask us about your health. Thanks so much to Maria who did so. There'll be more of those calls in just a moment. That's next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If you're someone who struggles to sleep through the night, it's time you tried Go Healthy's Go Cherry Sleep. The formula contains sour cherries, which is rich in antioxidants, vitamins and minerals. It also contains passion flower, which is traditionally used in herbal medicine to relieve nervous tension, stress, mild anxiety and help promote sleep. Get Go Cherry Sleep for just $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. They're always open early and always close late, with pharmacists always available. Chemist Warehouse is always here for you.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Overmeter. We wish you a very happy Easter Sunday. It is a day, I think, that's all about food. Don't you think?
Definitely.
In a lot of
and
ways.
And chocolate.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, chocolate.
I had the girls up early this morning doing their Easter egg hunt around the house. And it's nice. You know what? I think it's also one of those times where you do want to enjoy your eating.
You do, absolutely. I think in isolation we're thinking a lot about food, partly because it's hard to go to the shop. So when you go, you want to buy the right things. Mm. But also we're cooking a lot more.
So much more.
You know, breakfast, lunch and dinner, whereas at times in the past, we may have spent a lot more time eating out. So there is a focus on our nutrition and what it can do for our mental and physical health, I think, which leads us to the next in our series of easy self-care strategies. And today it's nutrition. And to give us the best advice, we are joined by the natural nutritionist, Steph Lowe. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Why is food and nutrition so important to our overall health at this time, Steph?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we eat is one of the biggest decisions that we can make, because it certainly determines our health today and our immune system at the moment. And it's the biggest decision that we can make for our long-term health, because the food that we eat provides the nutrients that our body needs for those building blocks. And specifically now, we can get amazing nutrition, high vitamin C. We can make sure that we're really supporting our immune system so that we are fighting fear.
Yeah. Steph, you know, we've seen a lot of people are rushing to the supermarkets. They're buying a lot of tinned food. When we talk about staples in the pantry, what are the essentials that you think we should be focusing? What do we have to have?
Yeah, I think if we're looking at tinned food, we can certainly have things like our tinned tomatoes, chickpeas, maybe some tinned tuna. Some essentials, like I think it's really important that we are minimising our trips to the supermarket. So, of course, right now there might be those tinned foods that we're stocking up on. But I am a little bit confused why the aisles are selling out when there's a lot of fruit and veg still available.
Yes.
Like, ideally, the fresh food, the fruit and veggies are what we need to be eating more of, always, but certainly right now.
Steph, Can I ask a question, a hard-hitting question on behalf of a friend? What about alcohol intake during this time? Are we seeing an increase in that? Are you seeing that generally?
Yeah, we are. We are seeing an increase in alcohol consumption, whether it be a coping mechanism or because people are looking for ways to cope with a challenging working from home environment with children and homeschooling. But the sad reality is alcohol, you know, and sugar, which is something else we can talk about, they're really big immune suppressants. Mm. So they're not the best thing for us now. And we know the long-term implications of greater than 2 to 4 standard drinks per week are not good. I'm just the messenger here. So don't shoot the messenger.
It's no, that's fine. And I was asking for a friend, Steph.
Yeah, I worry I'm the friend, but anyway. I could be the friend here. But, so what do we do? How do we restrict our intake, knowing that we're at home a lot and we do tend, out of boredom, to reach for the fridge or reach for the chocolates?
Yeah, one of the things I talk about a lot, Joe, is blood sugar control. And what this is setting up our blood sugar with the right choices. So, you know, a breakfast that contains plants and quality proteins and healthy fats. And if we continue this with our meal choices for the day, then we have great blood sugar control. And we're off the blood sugar roller coaster that often is what causes poor choices or sugar cravings or that 330-itis, which we all know too well. Mm. So many people are surprised to learn that, you know, those cravings are a byproduct of your previous food choices. So if we eat whole foods, if we nourish our body, then we're so much better set up to avoid the overeating and the snacking, which is occurring for a lot of people right now. Mm.
So what about frozen foods? And is it better, if we're buying fresh fruit and veg, wouldn't we be better to double what we're cooking and then freeze a meal that we know has got fresh fruit and veggies in it?
Spot on. I always say cook once, eat twice at least, right? So, you know, frozen is, of course, better than not having any vegetables at all. So don't get me wrong. And many companies are freezing the vegetables straight away to try and capture maximum nutrients, but fresh is always best. So, yeah, of course, if we buy twice as much and we do a big cook-up on a Sunday or a Monday night, then we can really get ahead for the week and we're not needing to go to the supermarket every night, which is a really good thing to avoid.
And we're talking about mental health a lot today and managing our moods and sleeping better. Can you recommend some key foods that will help us with those two things?
Yeah, definitely. So I think magnesium is a really powerful one. I know we talk about it a lot, but magnesium is so powerful for controlling our blood sugar, our hormones. It's certainly great to help with that deep quality sleep. So we find magnesium in dark leafy greens, nuts, seeds, and cacao.
Now, chocolate.
That's the real thing.
Oh, it's a good day.
Chocolate you might be having today.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Steph Lowe. Very, very useful information for us as we're sitting at home knowing what to eat. So, and why not embrace the chocolate today?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yes, I wonder, Steph's probably on her third or fourth Easter egg by now.
Well, I know I am. So, hey, give us a call, 131 873. How are you? How are you spending your Easter weekend, which is a traditionally family time? How are you reaching out to those that are isolating? We'd love to hear from you, 131 873. Hey, Sally, can you tell us? I know that Steph there was talking about leafy greens, and there was particularly a green juice that you yourself has enjoyed.
Yeah, I'm really big on smoothies. I love them because I think they're such a great way to get a lot of dark leafy greens and vegetables in general into your body at once. And so I used to do, and I still do it a lot actually, it's kale, spinach, it's avocado. I'll add a little bit of water, some dates and some passion fruit and a frozen banana. And you blend all that together and how much leafy green you're using is huge. It's probably too big to eat, but once it's blended down, obviously it comes down to sort of a nice big glass and into the body it goes, and you can actually feel it kind of, I don't know, giving you that zing from the inside, I think is the best way to describe it. And it works a treat. I for anyone who needs it, I highly recommend it.
Oh, well, that's great recommendation. Thanks, Sally. In just a moment, more of your calls, 131 873. More ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous next on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. They're always open early and always close late, with pharmacists always available. Chemist Warehouse is always here for you.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where health and wellness is our passion. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And of course, it is Easter Sunday. It's a beautiful long weekend that is so traditionally family time. And it's Passover. There's lots going on that connects us to the people that we love normally. But with this new normal, of course, we're needing to find different ways to connect with those people as we sit in isolation. So we'd love to hear from you, 131-873. How are you celebrating this family time in a different way? How are you reaching out to the people that you love? Noel, good morning. What are you doing this Easter weekend?
Good morning. This Easter weekend, I've actually started off this morning. I've given my wife hot cross buns in bed.
Oh, that's brownie points, Noel. Top of the tree.
Brownie points, yep. Now, and then at 11 o'clock, we're having a Zoom meeting with our family. And it's going to be quite interesting because we've got a pretty big family. We had seven children. Mm. We've got 17 great-grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren.
Oh. Wow.
So it'll be a real exciting sort of a meeting.
That's almost like a conference meeting.
it's a big conference.
And look, a little hint from me, if you want to continue getting more brownie points, do the cleaning up once you've... Your wife's had the hot cross buns and the coffee in bed. Clean up, and that'll give you double points.
Yes.
No, I always clean up, Gerald.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good to hear. You sound like you do, Noel. That's so lovely. Good and good guy. Luck to you and your huge extended family with that Zoom meeting.
Have a great day, Noel.
It'll be chaos, but good chaos, I think. Jenny, what about you? What does your Easter Sunday look like for you this morning?
Oh, good morning, team. On Resurrection Sunday, I normally go to a sunrise church service.
Yes.
Instead, today, I went to the park behind my house. Mm-hmm. And as I reflected on the significance of this day, I faced east, but I couldn't see the sunrise due to the mist and rain. But I did have a warm sense of its presence as the daylight dawned, and it was very meaningful. And I came back to my house where I live alone, and I enjoyed a hot cross bun.
Good on you. Well done, Jenny.
That is very beautiful, Jenny. And I think what you're doing there is pausing to express gratitude, which when we're talking about mental health, Sel, how important is gratitude?
Oh, gratitude is so important because it also, what it does is it gets you out of that cycle of, I guess, what you're feeling is loss. So on one hand, we're all going through a lot of loss and you have to acknowledge it. But I think the balance of it is also to have gratitude for the things that we do have, and we still do have a lot here, and it's, I think, appreciating in lieu of the big things being gone, appreciating the small things. That's really, I think, what's important.
Absolutely. 131-873, do keep giving us your call and enjoying and engaging in our conversation today. With regard to Easter and this beautiful family time weekend, we can still connect. I tell you, my mum and I, we're missing each other quite a lot. She's on her own, and I have two sisters as well. We're going to Zoom this afternoon, which will be, who knows how that's going to unfold. None of us are technically very minded, but in our family, it's all about food, of course. Mm. So today I'm picking up a meal, a beautiful roast from one of our favourite restaurants, splitting it in half, dropping one at my mum's front door, and then I'll go home with my family and we'll share our meal together via FaceTime. But as long as we have the delicious food that we're both sharing, that's kind of key to us. So,
and it's inclusion, isn't it?
Way to do it,
But let's just remember that it's all about mental health, and our sense of belonging is absolutely crucial. So we encourage you to make an extra effort today to know who in your world is on their own and reach out to them. Put in a phone call. Dr. Jan, who did mention, you know, obviously from Black Dog Institute, we want to reach out. But a phone call is fine. You don't have to do FaceTime. You don't have to do...
Well, Zoom. FaceTime can be pretty scary for a lot of people as well. But yeah, look, I keep a list, Joe, and I work through my list and try and ring two or three people each day. And I find it, and you don't have to talk for hours. It's just how you're getting on, what's going on in your world, anything we can do for you. And I think it makes a real difference.
That's right.
I'm funny with my elderly parents. It's nice to have a set time. Yes. So I have a set time for the girls. So I obviously speak to them, but then the girls speak to them as well at a set time. So it gives them something to look forward to. They know that that call is coming every day at 4 o'clock. So it kind of is a nice little a marker in the day.
Yes. So 131-873, keep your calls coming. What are you doing to still manage your family traditions this weekend? And also, we'd love to hear from you if you have a question for Sal or Gerald with regard to your health and how we can support you in that today. From family and community connection to one of the most important minerals in our body, that's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If you're someone who struggles to sleep through the night, it's time you tried Go Healthy's Go Cherry Sleep. The formula contains sour cherries, which is rich in oxidants, vitamins and minerals. It also contains passion flower, which is traditionally used in herbal medicine to relieve nervous tension, stress, mild anxiety and help promote sleep. Get Go Cherry Sleep for just $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Chemist Warehouse is always here for you.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your one-hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. We do love hearing from you on 131-873. How are you spending this Easter weekend and this beautiful Easter Sunday? Or if you have a question for Gerald or Sally that will support you in your health, we would love to hear from you. I know that my mum is very much enjoying streaming church services this beautiful Sunday. Mm. There are some wonderful ones out there. And also choirs. Oh, yes. Isn't choral music just uplifting, so Joe? Uplifting? So it might be a day for that for you. When we speak about supporting our health, though, Gerald, magnesium, we've already had it mentioned today a couple of times. It's a very useful mineral for our body.
Well, Steph mentioned it as important in foods, and she ran through some foods. And look, Maria, when she rang before, was saying that she was having trouble getting back to sleep when waking, and that is the perfect magnesium scenario. Now, we know, Joe, that magnesium supports good muscle function, so it helps muscles relax, particularly when they're tense. And we all know what tense muscles are. It could be cramps or little twitches that we get. This is interesting. I'm getting a lot of emails from people who are having injuries because they're exercising more than ever. And there are magnesium products now that contain an amino acid called taurine. And taurine is good because it reduces fatigue in muscles. Uh-huh. So you've got the benefits of magnesium from a neuromuscular perspective, but taurine reduces the risk of muscle damage. So it's important that if you're going to exercise more, and do it carefully, do it sensibly, but magnesium is the perfect thing to take after your exercise. And again, before you go to bed, it is very effective in helping you relax if you do happen to wake up when you need to visit the bathroom or something, and then to stop you worrying about things.
Right. So this does lead us to A to Z of Vitamins Go Healthy Magnesium. Yeah. I take my magnesium every day, but I'm not sure. Does it matter whether I take it in a powder form or a tablet?
I'm a capsule or a powder form fan, Joe, because tablets are often big, and they take a lot of dissolving in your tummy. And many people take medications to take away gastric acid, which means they don't get the best out of that tablet they're swallowing. So the powder, the taurine magnesium combination, is a powder, but either a capsule, which tends to break very quickly once it gets into your tummy, or powder, they are my preferred forms.
And can be linked to stress relief,
totally,
and
yes,
tension relief.
The people working at home, you're hunched over a computer. You're probably coping with other things that are going on, with noise from the kids and things. So naturally, unless you've got a live-in masseur, then, and half your luck,
if only,
then magnesium is a good way of reducing that tension in your upper back and your neck. But a massage, mutual massage. Good idea.
Okay, nice. Well, the Ada set of vitamins is brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. Sal, I did want to ask you about the use of herbs and all of your leafy greens in and around our moods. What have you found useful?
You know what? Good mood foods are foods that have some nice fats in them. So nuts are a good mood food. Chocolate, actually, unsurprisingly, is a good mood food because it has cacao. That's a good mood food. As is also, if you think of actually a meal, things like salmon are technically what we call a good mood food. That is also really helpful. So if you want to try and structure a meal around things that have those ingredients, like good healthy fats. But I also think really what good mood food is, away from the science, is stuff that actually makes your soul happy. So sometimes it's, you know, foods from your childhood or foods that bring back good memories. And I think at this particular time, we're under kind of so much emotional strain, it's important to eat well to support your body, but it's important to also eat well to support your soul. Yeah. You know, foods that you actually smile about, that you actually think, you know what? I'm so happy eating this meal. This is not the time, I don't think, for any kind of feeling bad about what you're eating. Yes, eat well for your body and eat well to stay healthy. That's always vitally important, but also eat well to feel good.
I love the idea of soul food. Mm. What would yours be, Sal?
Mine's generally pasta. I love pasta. Yes. I just do. It makes me happy. It makes me think of my mum, I think, and it makes me think of like big family dinners. Mine will probably be pasta with like a slow cooked bolognese sauce that's kind of been simmering on the stove sort of all afternoon, or a big roast, you know, just that yummy roast where you get all those flavours and the scent kind of wafting through the house. That would be it for me.
I myself have been discovering dals and very slow cooked kind of curries because I've got these vegetables in my fridge I need to use up. You know,
perfect.
And then you can freeze it as well. But, you know, it's a really nice way of going, oh, well, I've got some eggplant, I've got some pumpkin, I've got some celery. What do I do with it? Well,
and all those spices in the dal are really warming for your body on the inside, as we know. So fantastic.
All right. Well, if you are indoors this afternoon, why don't you check out House of Wellness TV? We have some great conversations still about mental health because we're joined by Dr. Grant Blaschke from Beyond Blue. And I really want to encourage you, if you are needing help, reach out to Beyond Blue. They have a 24/7 service in many different forms, a phone number and also a website that you can reach out to and a forum as well. So do check out their website, beyondblue.org.au. And also we're talking how to grow herbs. So useful, very powerful, the powerful herbs. Gerald, you've got something very handy there in your hand as well.
House of Wellness lift out, Joe, in today's newspapers. We've got Celine Dion on the front, who probably sings as well as you do. And so a lot of good reading in there. And for those we have not been able to talk to today, houseofwellness.com.au, there's an Ask tab. And that is very diligently responded to individually by me.
Yes. And, Gerard, what does your Easter Sunday hold for you?
We are catching up with my mum by Zoom after we have a quiet lunch. And then I will yard Philip up and we'll go for a nice long walk along the beach.
Absolutely crucial to get out and get your body moving. Yes. And so what about you? You've had an Easter hunt already.
We've had the Easter hunt already. So the girls will be primed with chocolate by the time I get back. And then we're going to have a lamb shoulder that's been kind of slowly roasting away through the afternoon. We're going to have that for lunch. And we're also doing a Zoom with my parents, Marcus's parents, and all of our siblings so that we can kind of, normally we would all get together. So this way we're sort of doing it as best we can.
Well done.
Yes. Well, whatever you are doing on this Easter Sunday, I do hope that you're doing it in a way that connects with other people and you're finding the joy and you're finding gratitude for where you are right now, because there's lots to be grateful for, regardless of the madness of this time.
Yes.
Thank you so much for spending this hour with us. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Of course, Gerald's Ask Question tab. You can check that out and also lots of other information. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you next week.